Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at linkedin.com/decide. That's linkedin.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
Let's head to the phone lines to be joined by a former Pro Bowler. He played for the Buffalo Bills. He is now the color commentator for the Buffalo Bills. Also does some work with the ACC Network. Eric Wood joins us today on the show. Eric, appreciate your time.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
No, we appreciate it. Let's start here. What happened to Buffalo on Tuesday against Tennessee?
They just made some crucial mistakes, especially early in the game, that they could not recover from. Teams do not win in the NFL with a -3 turnover margin, and that they had on Tuesday night, and they also gave up a long punt return. So their defense was in a bind for most of the night. They gave up 4 touchdowns on really short fields to the Titans, and they also made a lot of pre-snap penalties, and Sean McDermott wasn't trying to make any excuses after the game, but from the outside looking in, I believe something with the schedule change and whether they were going to play the Chiefs on Thursday or if the Titans would pass their tests and get negative results and be able to play, I think a lot of that, for some reason, got them a little out of focus because it was uncharacteristic from what we've seen from the Bills through 5 weeks this year.
Speaking of uncharacteristic, it was certainly uncharacteristic for Josh Allen. What was wrong with him in that game? Because I think he's one of the more polarizing players in the NFL where he certainly turned things around, but I think sort of his flaws from the first two seasons still really stick out with a lot of people, and he kind of confirmed a lot of those to me on Tuesday against Tennessee.
Yeah, I mean, he throws 2 interceptions. The first one went in and out of Andre Roberts' hand. So, you know, really, he's only had truly 1 interception on the year. I don't know if you saw the other interception that they gave the Rams credit for. It was an obvious catch by the tight end. And regardless, I hopefully I don't sound like too much of a homer. I think that was pretty well accepted that that first one was not an interception. But anyways, you know, I think Josh has made great progression through his 3 years in Buffalo. He came from Wyoming. There was going to be some learning period hopping into the NFL, and he struggled a little bit. His first year, his second year, he progresses, goes over 60% passing last year. And through 4 games this year, I'm not sure exactly where he sits right now, he was over 70% passing on the year, 2nd in the NFL through 4 weeks in passing yards. And what they've done at the receiver position for him this year, especially adding Stephon Diggs, adding Gabriel Davis in the draft, and then they still have Cole Beasley and John Brown. He's got a ton of weapons on the outside, and to the point where the Bills offense coordinator, Brian Daboll, who in his first 2 years in Buffalo was primarily a run-based offense, now they're almost exclusively 10 or 11 personnel with 4 wide receivers on the field or 3 wide receivers on the field.
Eric, here's the real test to find out if you're actually a Buffalo homer or not. Who's got the bigger arm, Josh Allen or Patrick Mahomes?
Well, let's see it. You know, I want to see him. I want to see him throw for it. I will say this. You know, if Josh Allen can progress and be somewhere near the player of Patrick Mahomes, I think everybody would be satisfied with that. Patrick Mahomes is just a phenomenal talent. He's so easy to root for. He's so polished on and off the field. What an ambassador you guys have for the city in Kansas City and Patrick Mahomes.
Earlier today, there were 3 teams in the Le'Veon Bell running, and the Chiefs in Buffalo were 2 of them. If the reports are correct, it seems like Buffalo is out of the running. Could they have actually used Le'Veon Bell, or would that have just kind of been a nice added piece?
Yeah, it would have been an added piece. Devin Singletary last year was 2nd in the NFL in yards per carry. They like Devin Singletary a lot at running back. Zach Moss, who they drafted from Utah, the running back, he has been injured ever since the first game. He got a toe injury, so it's uncertain when exactly he'll be back. But T.J. Yeldon, who came from Alabama, spent some time in Jacksonville. He's been productive for the Bills as well. But Le'Veon Bell is a special talent. He's a phenomenal receiver out of the backfield. He's great running the ball. He can pass protect. Anytime you can add someone like that to your team, I think you do it if it makes sense, if his personality fits and everything else with the organization. I'm not sure from what end the interest was dropped, if it was from the Bills or Le'Veon's. I'm assuming we'll probably never find that out. Both sides will probably say it was them. But it'll be interesting to see where he lands. And if he does go to the Chiefs, wow, what an offense full of weapons and firepower Andy Reid will have to play with, and Eric Bieniemy, the offensive coordinator, obviously.
Right now we're talking to former Bills center Eric Wood. He made the Pro Bowl back in 2015. He also is the color commentator for the Buffalo Bills. So, Eric, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but it sounds like you still think Le'Veon has something left in the tank.
It appears so, and it's tough to judge what he did the last couple of years in New York. The offensive line has been bad for the Jets. Adam Gase's offense has been anything but creative in putting him in positions to succeed. So I would like to see what he still got left. I would imagine he still does have some left in the tank. And who better to bring that out than Andy Reid? And then if he does go down to Miami, that gives them another weapon as well. And when you look at what the Dolphins have done this year, a couple pretty good victories for them against Jacksonville, and then they beat the Seahawks over the weekend. Ryan Fitzpatrick, one of my favorite teammates of all time. It's easy to root for him. It stinks he's in the division again, considering this is his third team that he's played for in the division. But, that'll give Fitzy another weapon down there as well. When you look at the outside, they have former first-round pick Devontae Parker. They have Preston Williams on the outside. Giuseppe, their tight end, has been productive. He'd be an asset for them as well.
Eric, do you think Buffalo's cool with trying to go toe-to-toe on the scoreboard and trying to get into a shootout with the Chiefs?
You know, right now, I don't think anybody wants to do that, but I think that's kind of how the game is going to shape up at this point. Buffalo's defense has been hit with the injury bug. Matt Milano out. Two starting cornerbacks were out for the last game. Matt Milano is their best cover linebacker. He's been tremendous. He would have been very valuable for the Buffalo Bills if he could play this week in guarding Travis Kelce, who's a phenomenal tight end. So it's starting to look like that's the way it'll be. It'll be interesting how both defenses attack the other, because I think the Raiders and their victory against the Chiefs, as well as the Titans against the Bills the other night, they both used a lot of two-shell defense, kept the safeties high, nothing big over the top, make them earn every inch down the field. And both offenses, not that they had poor days. The Buffalo Bills, obviously, worse than the Chiefs. The Chiefs still put up 32 points. But that slowed them down a bit. And it'll be interesting to see if both of those schemes are used this next week.
I'm asking myself this with the Chiefs, so I'll ask it to you with the Bills. Do you think they need this win on Monday afternoon more for the psyche or more for the standings?
You know, I'd say both. I mean, when you look at it, if the Bills can regain what they had going through the first 4 weeks of the season, this could be a game that decides some home field advantage in the playoffs. It could be a game that decides on a bye. You know, this is pretty big for the standings. And then two teams coming off a loss, both teams will be hungry to get a victory this week. It should be a really hard-fought game between two of the better teams in the AFC.
That's where I am, Eric. I think it's going to be really difficult for Buffalo to get that one seed if they don't lose. You already lose the tiebreaker to the Titans. You will have lost it to Kansas City. Let's say that they split against New England, so there's no tiebreaker advantage there. I would say for Buffalo, it's really tough to envision them getting that one seed if they lose on Monday.
Oh, you're absolutely right. And you know, that's so far down the line. I don't think either coaching staff will be preaching that to the players. Maybe some of the players will be cognizant of that. But there's a lot of people in the front office, and there's a lot of people around football that'll be watching Monday afternoon, Monday evening, whatever you want to call it. I guess in Kansas City it is afternoon for the game. I'm East Coast time. But it'll be a great matchup. And I love all the storylines that go along with Andy Reid, who I got to play for in the Pro Bowl, and just had an incredible experience with him and his staff. And then when you look at Sean McDermott and what he's been able to do in Buffalo, who at one point he starts his coaching career, I'll call it coaching, but he starts his NFL career, I'll say, getting coffee for Andy Reid in Philadelphia. And now you hear John Gruden, as he's preparing for the Bills last week, say that Sean McDermott's one of the top three coaches in the NFL by his standings.
We have this conversation a lot in Kansas City about the rest of the AFC and sort of how it shakes out. Where would you have Buffalo? Because I think most people have Kansas City sitting number one, but the way they beat Baltimore maybe has people kind of shaken off of them being the number two team. Do you have Buffalo as maybe being the second best team in the AFC?
Yeah, I think Kansas City, you know, based upon coming off the Super Bowl and what they've done to start the year minus the Raiders game, probably sitting at that one spot. The AFC North is interesting when you consider the Ravens and the Steelers in that division. And then as far as the AFC East, I think you put the Bills up there. And, you know, from there, I don't know that anyone in the AFC South sticks out. So I think there's a second tier or however you want to put it. There's a notch below probably Kansas City right now just based upon how they handled the Ravens, the Steelers, and the Bills sitting right there.
That is Eric Wood, former NFL center, made the Pro Bowl back in 2015, and he is currently the color commentator for the Buffalo Bills Radio Network. Eric, appreciate the time and you joining us today. Thanks a lot for coming on.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.